إليه ملائكة من السماء بيض الوجوه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the believing slave is about to die, and none of us knows when death will overtake us. So that's why we should prepare for it, like if it's going to be tomorrow or even tonight. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the believing slave is about to die, angels descend from the heaven and their faces are white. كَأَنَّ وَجُوهُهُمَ الشَّمْسِ, like their face is the sun. وَمَعَهُمْ كَفَ مِنْ أَكْفَانِ الْجَنَّةِ, and with them is a shroud from the shrouds of paradise. وَحُنُوتَ مِنْ حُنُوتِ الْجَنَّةِ, and a perfume or a scent or oil from the scents and oils of paradise. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these angels, they sit around the believing slave, until the angel of death comes. So this is what happens to the believer. Angels with white faces, carrying a shroud from the shrouds of paradise, with a scent from the scents of paradise, sit around him as far as the eye can see. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. He said, until the angel of death comes, وَيَجْلِسْ إِنْدَ رَأْسِي, and sits at the head of the slave. وَيَقُولَ, and he says, the angel of death, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسَ الطَّيِّبَةِ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانِ. Oh beautiful soul! Oh beautiful soul! Leave and go to the forgiveness of Allah and His pleasure. The beautiful soul who acts like the believer. The beautiful soul who repents from his sins like the believer. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Tubu ila Allah, repent to Allah, O believers, so that you may be successful. This is the believer. So the angel of death says, leave, O beautiful soul, and go to the pleasure of Allah. Why? Because the Abd al-Mu'min, he's prepared for that day. He's ready for that day. Because he has with him righteous actions and security, which he is aware of that which he earned from this dunya, that which he earned from this life. So the angel of death takes his soul, وَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ كَأَطْيَبِ نَفْحَةِ مِسْكْ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجِ الْأَرْضِ. And when his soul leaves, there comes from the body the most beautiful musk found upon the earth. This is how every one of us should want to be treated upon that day. Because we'll get to the attribute and the description of the death of the disbeliever. But this is from Baba Tarheeb, encouraging us. Who of us does not want to be treated in this manner? So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتَسِيلُ كَمَا تَسِيلَ الْقَطْرَ مِنْ فِي السِّقَارِ. His soul will come out so easily of his body, like water comes out the mouth of the water skin, meaning like a jug. Meaning his soul will come out freely and easily, no distress, no hardship, no punishment. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels who are around him will not leave him in the hand of the angel of death for a second until they seize him. Then they place him in that beautiful shroud and they scent him with that beautiful scent. فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا. Now they ascend with him. فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ بِهَا. And they do not pass by a mala min al malaika, by a group of angels, except that the group of angels would say, مَا هَذَا الرُّوحِ الطَّيِّبِ. Who is that beautiful soul? Who is that believing soul? Who is that soul who behaved as he was meant to behave in this dunya? The angels who are carrying him will say, يَقُولُونَ فُلَانِ ابْنُ فُلَانِ, he is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَائِهِ الَّتِي كَانِ يُسَمَّى بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. And they will call him by the most beautiful names that he was addressed with in this life. So then they will continue upon this journey. And for this individual, it's a magnificent journey. And a journey of delight and pleasure. Because that's what he was promised. And that's what he believed in. So then they will reach the heaven of this dunya. فَيَسْتَفْتِحُونَ And they will seek that this heaven is open. فَيُفْتَحُ لُهُ And the heaven will be open. And then the angels in the next heaven, who are closest to Allah, will take him to the heaven which comes next, until they reach the seventh heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and each and every one of us should strive to have this said about him by Allah, اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَ عَبْدِ فِي عِلِّيِّينَ Write the book of my slave, in al-illiyyin. A book where the righteous, their books will be documented. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَعِيدُوهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ فِي جَسَدِهِ Now take him back to his body. Take him back to the earth, to his body. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ Now the two angels will come. فَيَقُولَانِ فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ فَيَقُولَانِ They will sit him in his grave and ask him questions that none of us will escape from.